Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show. So what could happen that is so dramatic that you would rescind a wedding invitation?
You uninvited someone to your wedding. You had sent the invitation out, they got it, and you had to tell them, nope, sorry, you can't come. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Because I saw this posted by Vogue magazine, and I was like, no way the number is that high. According to a 2022 report, 1/4 of soon-to-be married couples have rescinded wedding invitations over the past 2 years.
25%, 1 in 4.
Wow.
So that means something so dramatic had to happen between you and the other couple, between the invite going out
yep.
and the wedding, that you had to pull it.
Yes.
1 in 4.
25%, 1 in 4 have rescinded, retracted, uninvited somebody from their wedding. And I'm like, what had happened?
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me, because most people have to plan their weddings 2 years in advance because it's so hard to get those venues. So you get engaged in 2021. Your wedding's probably not until 2023.
Yeah.
A lot happens in relationships with 2 years. Like if you told January me who I wouldn't be friends with this year, I would be flabbergasted.
That's a good point.
So they go on to have a link in their bio to like for polite ways to uninvite somebody. I read it. It was stupid. I'm like, it was like some chick from Emily Post Institute is like trying to help you out. And I'm like, this is bad. So I just wanted to ask our listeners, if you had to uninvite somebody from your wedding, why did you have to uninvite them and how did you do it?
I was uninvited from a wedding once.
What?
You were?
Yeah.
Well, I have a...
It was like one of my best friends, and she was getting married, and she sent me the invitation, not thinking anything of it. I was excited about it. We had always just been strictly friends, nothing more. But her now husband just did not like me at all. Like, it was that simple. He was just like, I don't care whether you and this dude did or did not have anything. He is not coming to the wedding.
Really?
And she admitted it. She admitted that he's just jealous of you. There's no other, like, there's no other thing to it. So she called me and literally told me, I'm sorry. And as close as we are, you can't come to my wedding.
So I almost had a similar situation. Did you say that you hooked up with this woman?
No.
Okay. So my ex-wife had a really, really good friend, and they got intimate with each other one night, and they both realized, like, oh, God, this is not going to work. But she ended up asking me if it was okay if he was at our wedding. And I said, yes, right? But I waffled on that idea after I said yes for so long that I could have said no, and then we would have disinvited him. I wish we would have, because he's like the only guy that I could see when I was standing up there making my vows. It was like everybody else was in like color and he was in black and red. Hey, Valerie, good morning. You're on The Bird Show.
So I disinvited my maid of honor's girlfriend because she hit her.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good reason right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a very good reason. Here is Jason. Good morning, Jason. You're on The Bird Show.
Good morning, bud.
Hello.
I actually had some family of mine go and send out invites to everybody, and then the old lady ended up asking the husband to specifically tell them that they couldn't come to the wedding.
Why?
Family beef and just drama all around.
So they send the invites out, and then she says, look, okay, now I know we sent the invites out, but this person, not invited?
It wasn't quite that many people. It was like two people. It was a couple, but...
And so he had to call and disinvite them?
I'm not entirely sure.
A new thing I did.
Is that okay?
I don't know why that came out, but it did.
That's a curse song?
Yes.
Okay. Why is that guy strangely my favorite caller of the morning?
He cussed
and called me bud.
Yes, he did.
Good morning, Gary. You're on the Bird Show, or Carrie. Hi.
Hey there. So I uninvited my husband's godmother to our wedding.
Why?
Yeah, so she is actually his aunt, but it's also his godmother. I went on my bachelorette party and I invited my now sister-in-law, also his cousin that is from another aunt. Because I was closer to her, we're a lot closer in age, but I didn't invite his nanny's daughter, so his other cousin. She was like 21 at the time, had just moved off to college. I didn't know her. I was almost 30. So I didn't feel the need or the importance to also invite her to my bachelorette party. And she called and cussed me out in the middle of my bachelorette party, told me that I was going to be like the ugliest bride, all this stuff. And so I sat my fiance down and was like, look, I love you, but this woman, like, toxic, and I do not want to glance during our wedding and see this woman. And so I sent her a text and told her, like, you're uninvited.
Good for you.
Did she not show?
I don't know. I hung up on her.
Dang it.
We'll never know.
She sounds like the kind of woman that would still show up anyway.
It sounds like maybe so.
Hey, The Bird Show.